Welcome to the Renner Files, a very special limited series dedicated to investigating Jeremy Renner's app. I'm Sarah Ramos.
And I'm Caroline Goldfarb. In episode 3, we learned more about the fascinating herstory of celebrity apps.
Like the shocking fact that Tom Hanks's typewriter app, Hankswriter, was once the most popular app in the United States.
But no matter how multi-talented a celebrity may be, they obviously can't make an app by themselves.
It takes a village to develop, code, maintain, and moderate an app. This is where an app developer comes in.
In Jeremy Renner's case, that app developer was a mysterious Singapore-based company called EscapeX.
EscapeX builds standalone digital platforms that celebrities can use instead of mainstream social media.
Imagine an app that looks like Instagram, but you only follow Jeremy Renner.
What would inspire a big-time movie star like Jeremy Renner to veer away from big social media and dive into the unknown waters of EscapeX?
Was he dissatisfied with big social? Why?
Was he driven to build a safe haven for the Jeremy Renner fandom?
Was he allured by the promise of untold riches?
And was this seemingly perfect digital partnership doomed from the start?
This is the Renner Files. Welcome to episode 4, The Truth About EscapeX.
Throughout this podcast, various quotes from Jeremy Renner will be read by the actor Ben Esler.
If you've been listening to the series, you know all about at least two things: Jeremy Renner's cameo in a Pink music video and celebrity app giant Glue Mobile.
Glue Mobile is the company behind the wildly successful mobile games Kim Kardashian Hollywood and Jason Statham's Sniper X.
But I'm willing to bet 200 Jeremy Renner app stars that you've never heard of EscapeX. What sounds like an Elon Musk side project is actually a company that creates personally owned platforms for celebrities and influencers.
Personally owned platforms means it's like Instagram, but you own it instead of Mark Zuckerberg.
According to an interview in my favorite newspaper, the Australian Financial Review, EscapeX's founder actually claims that their platforms are 50 times more effective than Instagram.
Instagram is a social media behemoth. To find out how a platform could be more effective than that, we turned to EscapeX's mission statement.
EscapeX offers an alternative to legacy social media platforms where those with a large following can establish a unique brand for free and begin generating revenue through ads, subscriptions, in-app purchases, or contests, with no setup fees or downtime for app development or maintenance.
EscapeX's former chief business officer, Shamik Talukder, compared celebrities using traditional social media to living in a rented condo. Sure, a rented condo is fine for you and me, but Jeremy Renner can't rent a condo. Where would he build his pool lagoon?
According to Talukder, EscapeX designed their apps to be the digital equivalent of a social media mansion.
One of Jeremy Renner's hobbies is literally designing mansions. So why would he settle for anything less on social media?
And who at EscapeX has, as Jeremy Renner would put it, the big brass balls to run such a daring, disruptive digital venture?
The brains behind the company is Israeli entrepreneur Sefi Shapira. He's given numerous interviews and written multiple articles touting EscapeX's success. But for a man who fancies himself a social media expert, his online presence is quite minimal.
And we don't just mean his Instagram profile is private. We're not even sure he uses social media. There are only a few photos of Shapira online.
But isn't his whole business based on telling people to post pictures of themselves on the internet? Shouldn't he practice what he preaches?
It seems he doesn't have to. EscapeX has a massive roster of clients.
EscapeX is like the app equivalent of David Hasselhoff's music career, in that the bulk of their business is international. They work with 500 celebrities and influencers in over 18 countries. Their roster ranges from Bollywood actors to Brazilian athletes.
I haven't seen a range like that since Jeremy Renner's resume.
EscapeX claims to have worked with 45 of Indonesia's top 50 celebrities. And 45 of Indonesia's top 50 celebrities can't be wrong.
I'm no mathematician, but those numbers are mind-boggling. And Jeremy Renner is far from the only American star they've worked with.
In fact, their roster is a veritable who's who of American media. You've got model and author of How to Be a Bad Bitch, Amber Rose.
There's multi-hyphenate pinup girl and Marilyn Manson's ex-wife, Dita Von Teese.
As well as 70s stoner movie star Tommy Chong, as in Cheech and.
Don't forget High School Musical's Sharpay and 2000s red carpet icon Ashley Tisdale.
And then there's musician Bob Marley. Being deceased didn't stop his EscapeX app from being downloaded 3 million times in 60 days.
The list goes on and on. There's Dominic Monaghan, Jake T. Austin, a.k.a. the little brother from Wizards of Waverly Place, disgraced comedian Chris D'Elia, and even Backpack Kid.
Backpack Kid is that tall kid who went viral for popularizing the floss dance.
I thought Backpack Kid was Indonesian slang for Dora the Explorer.
Their American clientele is like the equivalent of Celebrity Chex Mix. A lot of different flavors, textures, and shapes, with almost nothing thematically tying them together.
So even though nothing about EscapeX makes sense, it works.
To the tune of millions. Get this. In 2017, Glue Mobile announced it was scaling back its celebrity-driven apps and moving towards non-celebrity-driven games.
Despite Glue Mobile's early celebrity app success, downloads were flagging. They admitted their celebrity app business model was unsustainable.
Around that time, Seffi Shapira told the Australian Financial Review that EscapeX was on track to earn $40 to $50 million annually.
How could EscapeX succeed when other titans were failing?
Maybe it's because Glue Mobile was making mindless games about star fucking.
While Seffi Shapira had a noble goal to, quote, empower celebrities and create loving, encouraging communities.
EscapeX was offering digital utopias that even my Dark Lord Trent Reznor could be proud of.
This pitch sounds amazing, but I have to ask, aren't celebrities already getting their social media needs met on platforms that don't just revolve around them? What did EscapeX have that Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, Snapchat, and TikTok didn't?
To answer that question, we must ask another. What does Big Social offer that makes it so irresistible to hundreds, if not millions, of celebrities?
Social media is an incredibly powerful entity in all of our lives.
And we use it more than ever. In the last 10 years, the percentage of the U.S. population with a social media profile has grown from 10% to 77%.
And celebrities are no different.
Major stars that you wouldn't think have the time, energy, or pathological addiction to likes from strangers are online, more than ever.
It doesn't matter if you've EGOT-ed like Whoopi Goldberg. In order to stay in the zeitgeist, you're making lasagnas on TikTok.
I'm going to try to make some lasagna. All people at home are going, this bitch is crazy. And I put everything I can think of in terms of seasoning. I'm doing this from memory, the last time I saw anybody make lasagna.
It doesn't matter if your movies have grossed over $5 billion like Will Smith. You're pumping out inspirational content on your YouTube channel.
I cannot believe how much YouTube has awakened me. I'm finding my voice. There's so much stuff I wanted to say.
Social media offers celebrities of all shapes and sizes the chance to communicate directly with their fans and control their own narrative.
Tabloids and gossip blogs have historically been unkind to Britney Spears, publishing unflattering photos and exposing details of her personal life.
But on Instagram, Brittany is the boss. She gets to choose the moments of her life that she wants to share. So she comes across exactly the way she wants to.
Hi guys, I'm in my gym today. And yes, it is the gym that I burnt down. It's still not fixed yet, but I'm getting there. Anyhow, I'm gonna show you guys what I do to work out.
Pre-Instagram, America knew Arnold Schwarzenegger as an action star turned Republican governor, whose international origins prevented him from ever being president.
But on social media, he shows the world his softer side as a pet father to his donkey Lulu and mini pony Whiskey. Here he is feeding them carrots at the dinner table.
Oh yeah, that's yummy. I eat with the Whiskey and there's Lulu. Lulu loves carrots, Whiskey loves carrots. I just had my little bit of vegan food. Oh, that was yummy, huh?
In the heyday of print media, any female artist who led with her sexuality would be ripped apart by our judgmental society's Protestant values, labeled a slut, a whore, a cock-worshipping Satanist, or worse.
But on social media, Cardi B can reclaim her sex-positive identity and even establish herself as the foremost authority on feminine hygiene.
It's your girl Cardi B, and I'm doing this video so y'all can keep y'all pussy on WAP. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you bitches got the dab dry-ass pussy because y'all pH balance is off, and y'all bitches is shy to tell that they dick is hot. You gotta tell, babe, yo, your dick's more like mustard. You gonna throw my pH balance off. I'm only giving y'all this advice because I love you. If you don't want to take advice, all right, then, bitch. Roll the dice and keep walking around with that dehydrated pussy.
Without social media, who knows how many women might be forced to roll around with dehydrated pussy. All because they were too shy to tell babe, your dick smells like mustard.
But the freedom to control your own image comes at a price. Take it from Taylor Roberts, social media editor for The Cut.
I'm Taylor Roberts, and I am paid to be incredibly online.
According to Taylor, social media success boils down to one key metric, something called engagement.
Social media measures your popularity in hard, number-driven data, such as likes, followers, and shares.
Engagement is a public popularity contest with a scale ranging from the Facebook page for your friend's mom's jewelry business to Beyoncé's Instagram.
According to Taylor, Beyoncé is at the top of the engagement food chain. She can do the literal least and still get massive engagement.
Beyoncé definitely breaks the curve. I mean, she's following no one. She posts like a couple, like maybe a selfie, or like that time she like zoomed into her reflection in the mirror and everyone lost their minds.
But everyone who's not Beyoncé has to earn their engagement by begging people to follow them.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy Renner. Welcome to my official YouTube channel. Please like, subscribe.
And it's not just Jeremy Renner.
It's Reese Witherspoon.
Hi y'all, thank you so much for watching the video. If you want to see more content like this, subscribe here.
The Rock.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I appreciate you guys so much.
Naomi Campbell.
Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Being Naomi.
And Carly Kloss.
Hi guys, I'm Carly Kloss, and welcome to my YouTube channel.
Begging people to follow your social media account isn't just desperate. It's a time-consuming, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Because once you have an audience, you have to keep them constantly engaged by posting more. As Taylor Roberts put it.
So it's kind of like feeding the beast.
The social media beast doesn't eat raw flesh or bones. It feasts on something far more sinister. A never-ending stream of content.
That means photos, videos, tweets, stories, GIFs, boomerangs, snaps, reels, tics, and talks.
Every day, actors, singers, reality TV stars, and celebrity real estate agents undertake the futile, life-destroying task of trying to feed the beast.
But in our research, we found there may be only one group of content creators strong enough to successfully feed the beast.
Hollywood power mompreneurs.
Reese Witherspoon may be an Academy Award-winning actress-producer in peak physical condition. She may have 700 TV shows, 2 book clubs, and a clothing line. But she still finds time to feed the beast trendy memes and boomerangs of her dancing with a smoothie.
Busy Phillip spoon-feeds the Beast pictures of her kids dressed as characters from Hamilton, photos of herself crying in restaurants, and a nonstop IV drip of Instagram stories.
Guys, the best thing to do while grocery shopping is to put headphones in and listen to music and pretend you're in a music video where you're playing a depressed housewife shopping.
Mindy Kaling's 6 Emmy nominations and 2 best-selling memoirs are nothing to the big social beast, so Kaling appeases it by publicly celebrating arbitrary made-up holidays like hashtag National Telejoke Day, hashtag National Bowtie Day, and hashtag Talk Like a Pirate Day.
The undisputed queen of online power mompreneurs is Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen has made the big social beast her bitch by being incredibly open about her life's highs and lows with her 40 million followers.
Chrissy chronicles every day of her fascinating life on social media, whether it's tweeting openly about her boob job, sharing videos of herself cooking while wearing a towel, or even giving her mom Pepper her own video series on her YouTube channel called Pepper's Corner.
And like Jeremy Renner's philosophy on women's beauty, Chrissy's openness with her fans is far from skin deep. She showcased her remarkable commitment to honesty when she bravely shared the journey of her difficult third pregnancy and documented her grief over her unimaginably painful miscarriage.
But Chrissy Teigen shows that even those who have conquered the beast are vulnerable to a second, perhaps more nefarious enemy, the trolls.
Conquering the big social beast has made Chrissy Teigen a celebrity target of QAnon conspiracy theorists who believe Teigen and her husband are part of the completely made-up Pizzagate pedophilia ring.
Every single innocuous post of Chrissy's boobs hovering over a perfectly cooked steak are swarmed with pizza emojis, threats, and baseless accusations.
Chrissy has been forced to defend herself. As Taylor Roberts described it,
she blocked a bunch of accounts, deleted millions of tweets or something crazy like that. Definitely a war waging somewhere with her and her people online.
While Chrissy blazes forward, not every celebrity is as strong as she and her Hollywood mom peers are. Some celebs would rather log off entirely.
At various points in history, vicious, abusive trolls have caused celebrities like Taylor Swift, Lizzo, Pete Davidson, and Millie Bobby Brown to deactivate their social media.
And can you blame them? Why should a celebrity put in hours of time and effort to feed an insatiable beast, only to then find themselves fighting off armies of cruel trolls?
It's not hard to believe that some celebrities might be tempted to look for an escape from this vicious, unfulfilling cycle.
And for Jeremy Renner, that escape was EscapeX.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ben Esler. You might know me as the actor who plays Jeremy Renner on The Renner Files. You might think an amateur, unauthorized investigative podcast about the Jeremy Renner app makes itself, but that's not the case. It required hundreds of hours of research, interviews, editing, and watching Tommy Chong app live streams. Sarah and Caroline had to renter the Matrix and gave time, money, bodies and souls to make this passion project a reality. If you're enjoying this podcast and you'd like to support the hard work of its creators, visit therennerfiles.com/donate. You can choose how much you'd like to donate and make your payment securely. Any amount is appreciated. If deceased star Bob Marley can have an EscapeX app, you can do this. Again, that's therennerfiles.com/donate.
EscapeX apps promise 3 main features:
exclusive content, exclusive giveaways, and the opportunity to hashtag be seen.
Exclusive content means posts that celebrities only share on their app and not anywhere else.
That way, the app functions as a safe space for celebs to release content they might not feel comfortable sharing anywhere else.
and pretty much anything counts as exclusive content. Ashley Tisdale offered up the opportunity to weigh in on her important life choices.
So I want to go longer with my hair, but I'm trying to decide if I want to stay dark or put some blonde pieces in. So let me know in your comments what you think I should do.
Amber Rose showed the world her creative side.
What kind of content can we expect to see that we're not going to get on the other platforms?
Well, I'm doing comedy skits.
Celebrities could also do live video streams, like this video Tommy Chong uploaded.
Tommy Chong is live now. I'm back. And this reason I'm at this location is because it's the one location in my house where I got decent internet service.
It doesn't get more exclusive than hearing content that should have only been shared with Spectrum customer service.
Then there was disgraced comedian Chris D'Elia.
I just want to say thanks to all you guys and all you guys who have my app and shit like that.
D'Elia did live video streams of his podcast recordings, where non-app users just got to listen to the perfect and polished version of the podcast. App users got the privilege of listening to an unedited rough cut.
It would be like our listeners paying us for a far shittier version of this very episode.
The point, according to Seffi Shapira, is that celebrities can, quote, take something that's not a resource and make it a resource.
EscapeX can turn anything a celebrity does, no matter how mind-numbingly mundane, into exclusive content.
And if Tommy Chong's issues with his internet router aren't enough for you, you can spend an extra $2.99 per month for access to even more exclusive content. That's called the Superfan Fee.
The Superfan Fee unlocked exclusive personalized videos, like this one Jeremy Renner uploaded on a windy day.
Guys, Jeremy Renner here. I want to thank all you super fans on this app. You guys are fantastic. All the art you've been sending in, all the love. And I really, really, truly appreciate this opportunity to share these experiences with you. It means a lot to me.
So I could spend $2.99 for Jeremy Renner to send me a video personally thanking me for spending the $2.99.
Just saying, there's been plenty of times in my life that I've spent $2.99 and Jeremy Renner hasn't thanked me. So in that way, it's a good deal.
EscapeX apps also promise exclusive giveaways. Amber Rose promised to fly some of her app users to Los Angeles for her famous slut walk.
For that, we're doing three people that we're going to fly out for slut walk, which is really amazing. And we're doing a lot of other cool giveaways as well, so just stay tuned.
And Jake T. Austin promised to bring one lucky app user to the premiere of a movie I didn't know he was in.
I'm bringing one of you to the Emoji Movie premiere with me in LA. All you got to do is download to enter.
As someone who paid to go on a Mary-Kate and Ashley cruise, I have to admit that I can see the appeal here.
And finally, EscapeX offers the promise to hashtag be seen. EscapeX's proprietary hashtag be seen function is perhaps the most important aspect of the apps.
EscapeX's hashtag be seen function promises you won't get lost in the social media shuffle. That goes for celebrities like Ashley Tisdale.
I also just feel like, you know, with Instagram, it's just now with the algorithm stuff, you guys don't even see some of the stuff that I like put out there. And so I really wanted something that I could just like, that was, you know, my own.
And it also applies to fans. Celebrities have so much engagement that your passionate fan messages often get lost in the comment section or blocked by pesky DM filters.
For example, no matter how many sexual overtures I make in Stanley Tucci's Instagram comments, he's not biting. I'm always commenting things like, at Stanley Tucci, I'd love to eat a pasta primavera off your shiny bald head. But the reason he doesn't respond is because I'm just one of thousands of comments.
But if Stanley Tucci had an EscapeX app, there's a way greater chance that you would hashtag be seen.
EscapeX apps even rank the app users, and the so-called top three fans are far more likely to get their comments noticed or be considered for giveaway prizes.
If I could barely choose my MySpace top eight, how could Jeremy Renner possibly choose an EscapeX top three?
There are two ways to reach top three. One is upping your engagement with the app. As Jeremy Renner put it,
be active to earn stars. The more you use the app, the more stars you earn.
Meaning you can spend every free waking moment on the app, liking, swiping, and posting, hoping that the more time you invest, the more likely it is you get noticed by Jer-Bear.
I thought I downloaded Jeremy Renner's app to get away from the time-sucking vortex that is regular social media.
There's a second option. You can boost your status on the app by purchasing stars in packages that start at $1.99 and go up to $99.99. $99.99
buys you 14,800 stars, which means each Jeremy Renner app star is worth less than one penny.
If the Jeremy Renner app were a country, it would have a shockingly weak currency.
International macroeconomics aside, star sales are how EscapeX apps earn the bulk of their money.
Fans are apparently more than willing to fork over the cash. EscapeX claims its average transaction is $16.
So fans spend real-life money to buy stars. Then they spend those stars in the app to boost their posts, their comments, and their status to increase their chances of being hashtag be seen by Renner.
Think of it like an airline miles program. The more you spend, the more you get in return. But instead of spending miles to definitely get a free trip to France, you spend stars boosting your comments about Jeremy Renner's arms, which might, not definitely, but might get noticed by him.
I know what you're thinking. It sounds crazy to spend money like that on a celebrity. But just remember, the Olsen twins became billionaires by the time they were 18 because people like me purchased cruises, video games, Walmart clothes, hair accessories, dolls, you name it.
And with an EscapeX app, anyone can be like the Olsen twins and monetize their fandom. An EscapeX spokesperson claimed that online performing artist and fitness guru LA Love the Boss rakes in $35,000 a month from her app.
Who is LA Love the Boss?
I have no idea, but she's earning as much as a surgeon with her EscapeX app.
If LA Love the Boss is earning that much, imagine how much an Academy Award-nominated Marvel movie star could make. Let's do a visualization exercise.
Close your eyes. Pretend you're Jeremy Renner lying naked next to your gorgeous, gigantic backyard lagoon.
A gentle breeze is tickling your stubble.
You, Jeremy Renner, have a combined total of 20 million fans across Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Let's say 1% of those fans decide to join your app. That's 200,000 people.
And those 200,000 people pay the monthly $2.99 superfan fee, taking out EscapeX's standard 30% cut. That's nearly $500,000 per year right there. And you didn't lift a finger.
If the same 200,000 people also purchase $5 worth of Jeremy Renner stars per month, over the course of a year, we're talking $12 million in revenue.
In this scenario, EscapeX's 30% cut of $12 million would be $3.6 million. That's a lot of money for everyone to be making off a second-rate app.
If EscapeX could make $3.5 million off the Jeremy Renner app alone, just imagine how much they could make from their entire roster, including Bob Marley, Dita Von Teese, and 45 Indonesian celebrities.
It's no surprise that a consummate businessman and straight-up weirdo like Jeremy Renner would see the potential ROI and want to ride it like a rare motorcycle.
If I were Jeremy Renner, I'd make two apps. EscapeX seems perfect.
But there is one thing I just can't get out of my head.
Is it LA Love the Boss? I can't stop thinking about her either.
It's this quote from EscapeX CEO Seffi Shapira, read here by actor Ben Ratzkoff.
No individual celebrity is big enough to have their own standalone technology platform behind an app. And no individual celebrity can create enough unique content to sustain a standalone app.
He said that to reputable source tubefilter.com? No individual celebrity?
No individual celebrity. And if this is true, then why is this business devoted to giving individual celebrities their own apps? Isn't that a catch-22?
That must be why EscapeX works with so many celebrities. Their business model is based on making tons of celebrity apps because it knows that sooner or later, every individual app is bound to fail.
According to Shapira's own words, celebrity apps have a shelf life. They will always eventually implode and expire.
Because no one celebrity can carry the weight of an entire app. Not Backpack Kid, not Tommy Chong.
And certainly not two-time Academy Award nominee Jeremy Renner.
The Jeremy Renner app was a hurt locker for Jeremy Renner's reputation.
But who else's hurt got locked in the process?
Next time on the Renner Files.
It corrupted the phone and all the data on it, including an important medical app. It all but killed my phone. I've lost 8 gigabytes of data, photos, and memories, plus access to a crucial heart monitor app that I need to monitor my heart condition due to a double heart failure.
The Renner Files is written and narrated by Caroline Goldfarb and Sarah Ramos. It was edited by Emu Zhu and mixed by Adrian Lilly. It was produced by Sarah Ramos and Emu Zhu, with original music by Evan Gordon.
Thanks to Ben Essler, who plays the role of Jeremy Renner throughout this series. Thanks to Emu Zhu, Ben Ratzkoff, and Maya Citrin for additional voice acting. And special thanks to Taylor Roberts and for speaking with us.